When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're back. Look, if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, be sure to leave us a rating and review. That way your friends can find us. That's kind of all the housekeeping I have right out the chute. I do want to remind you, if you haven't yet, send us an email. Tell us about your Scoremaster experience. That way you can be entered for the $100 gift card to purchase $100 worth of Duck Call Room merchandise. So our friends over at Scoremaster still have that going on. So shoot us an email over to hello@duckcallroom.com. Let us know that you've used Scoremaster and what it's done for you, and you're automatically entered. But without further ado, look, it's going to be a little bit quieter in here. No, it ain't going to be quieter. Who are we kidding? John David's not here, but I think we found a suitable replacement in the boss.
That's questionable.
Oh, questionable.
What's questionable? Whether or not I'm suitable?
Yeah. Whether you're suitable or not.
I think I can handle it.
You can handle it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe so.
You may can. You don't have a computer, which is a nice change of pace that we don't have the internet just rolling through here this week. But that'll be all right.
I got a phone. I can get on it.
Yeah.
What does he do? Just sit here and look at his computer?
Pretty much. Anything that Cy brings up, he looks at it, or he watches soccer. Or,
he Googles it. He Googles everything.
He's the Uncle Cy fact checker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
And surprisingly, most of them are correct.
I'm betting about 1,000, boys.
He's about 750.
No, about 7.
I'd give him over 850 in the spirit of college baseball.
I've actually been sending John Luke stuff that I would like to hear about. So,
some of
the things that he's brought up are from the mind of his boss.
Yeah, he's mentioned it. He's mentioned, like, Willie really want us to talk about this. I don't know why, but, you know, and then we'll go down that road.
I just get tickled over things I read about.
Like cigarettes and tacos and all that kind of good stuff. Huh?
I think the dude who blew the Tannerite up for the baby reveal, that was one of my favorites.
Oh yeah, crack the foundations on the houses.
How funny is that?
Oh, that's a redneck in
priceless
New Hampshire or something, Vermont.
That's what's somewhere. Now that surprised me.
Yeah,
that's one of those rectangle states up north.
Yeah, one of those that sit side by side.
Yeah, I can't figure them all out, but it was one of those. Do you guys watch? Y'all don't watch it, but you watch the TNT basketball coverage, like with Shaq and Charles Barkley.
No, but I do.
You should watch it.
They generally put the highlights of Barkley and Shaq on some sort of social media every day, and I mean,
the game is whatever it is, but them two talking. But something just hit me. This is brand new information, hot off the press. Cy is like Shaq. He just says quick things, hard to understand, but total opposite human beings. But you're kind of like Shaq. You just kind of.
I can't.
Have you ever seen that?
They was talking about how great Shaq was in basketball. I said, if I was the referee, Shaq would have fouled out in the first 3 minutes.
Because you can't see.
No, because all he does is push people out of the way. And, I mean, the man's 7 foot tall, so he dunks the ball. How hard is that? Push a guy out of the way, dunk the ball.
See, that sounds like Shaq. That sounds like something Shaq would say.
And well, then you'd have Chuck over. No, man.
Yeah. Now, Barkley, he had a little class to him.
Shaq didn't. Si, you've lost your mind. One, you didn't watch basketball. We all know that. And so.
Yeah, I did.
You're not.
Growing up, I watched basketball.
Growing up?
Yeah.
It was black and white, like on TV.
Basketball, okay? I'm talking about when basketball was basketball, when Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and all them guys were playing. They played basketball, okay? It wasn't all this shoving and pushing. They did it with finesse.
They were the dirtiest players in the league.
You ever heard of a guy named Bill Lame Beer?
Says in the 80s, they weren't shoving and pushing.
He'd push him out of the way.
Okay. I mean, well, Si, okay, there's so many levels. I need to break that apart. So let me start by saying in the 80s, you were still considering yourself growing up. Okay. How old were you in the 80s?
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Well, let's do the math. Let's do the math. When were you born?
48.
I was born 27th of April, 1948.
Okay, 48. Now, by the 80, time we get, so you are in your 30s.
32 in 1980. So.
32 in 80. But he said birth, that's when they came on. Which
well,
is
hey, I'm still
80.
Growing up, son.
Okay, so you're considering yourself when you're 35 when you were growing up.
I'm still growing up.
Okay, so in my mind, when I hear someone say, hey, when I was growing up, that meant like when you were 14 or 17 or 12. Or eight, not when you're in your mid to latter 30s.
Yeah, let's say growing up.
You're
generally
growing up.
That's like 0 to 25 growing up.
Right.
I mean, because that carries you through college.
That's y'all's opinion.
So first fact check.
You know how opinions
are. Way off on his
growing
up.
Everybody's got a couple of them. Okay.
And then he says in basketball, they didn't push and shove each other back in the day like they do today. So you haven't watched a basketball game in decades, okay? Yeah. Now you can't push and shove. That's over.
They don't even touch each other anymore.
They call a flagrant foul. They stop the game. They look at it again, and there literally is no pushing and shoving. That's over. So you're totally wrong on your analysis of that. And Shaq was not even the worst at pushing and shoving.
Okay, hold.
Shaq was just bigger now.
And okay, here we go. A question. Okay.
All right.
Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, and them guys, and them that was always in the championship playoff.
Yep.
Okay. They pass the ball behind their backs, running down the court, ain't even looking, passing the ball. There was more talent back in them days than there are today.
Okay. You're wrong again.
In your opinion.
Today's game, they still pass the ball behind their back. They can still do that. That's not,
but they
that
don't
hasn't
do
been a lost art, okay?
Yeah, they don't do it anymore.
Some of the players back in the day when you were growing up in your 40s and 30s, honestly, they look like they work at the paper mill. I mean, they look like they got off a shift. They're just big dudes, okay? Larry Bird was not really a physical specimen, you know, just a big dude who could shoot and pass and other things. Today's athlete is literally an athlete. They could do anything they want to do. They shoot. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's just it's a different game. But for you to say that they're not as athletic or skilled is frankly absurd. So,
I mean, you do realize like Steph Curry plays on the second level of tour golf, right? I mean, he qualified for that. So he can shoot a basketball and he plays on the whatever
and
it is.
He plays golf too.
And he's really good.
Well, no, okay. I'll give you, okay.
So I mean.
But, hey.
That's an extreme example, I know. But
it used to be a wrestling match when they played basketball, especially for the big guys.
Yeah, now they can't touch each other anymore.
Well, hey, it's about time.
Honestly, yeah. I kind of like the wrestling match. I kind of enjoyed the, like, you know, it's kind of like where hockey still is, right?
Yeah.
Like, actually, hockey, you can just. I mean, none of us, let's be honest, none of us watch hockey.
No.
I can't even. I'm watching it. I don't even understand. I can't follow the puck. Like, that thing needs to be fluorescent, and they need to, when they televise it, it should always be in slow motion because I never get it.
And they need less people on the ice. There's too much traffic out there. That's why you can't see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like, it needs to be like 3-on-3 or something.
I do like when whatever happens, and I'm not sure how it or who gets mad or what, they just start hitting each other.
Gloves off, helmets off, and fight like men. That's what they do.
Go back to your point. Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley, and Shaq talking about the game is way more entertaining than the game itself.
100%. 100%.
It's really fun.
Right.
It's probably the best show on TV.
No,
because they played it.
Hands down. No, they're better commentators than they was players.
When Barkley called Anthony Davis street clothes the other night, that was fantastic. When he said, oh, street clothes Davis over here.
That was
every time I see him, he's in street clothes.
And then what does he do? He comes out, Anthony, which – he used to play for the New Orleans Pelicans. I think the Lakers just sold their soul to the devil. They got their one championship. Nobody watched it. Nobody cared.
And now,
because it was COVID.
And now they get beat by the Suns.
They were doing. They're just old. They just got old. But he came out. He couldn't play. He looked like Jay Stone. Now, y'all don't know this, but back in the day, Jay Stone. I watched him as a kid play, and I was a coach, and so he could shoot. His dad was a coach. My his dad was my coach as well. Actually, he couldn't stand me, but so I knew Jay could shoot three, so I recruited him into my league, my basketball league. Yeah. So he comes out. He's not all yoked up and in shape like he is now. He was quite a little portly, but he still had a little game. So he's running up and down the floor, first game of the year, and I'm like, well, maybe we can get something. And then I heard what sounded like a 22 go off, just a pow, and it was old Stone's hamstring.
Yep.
And he's laying just circling in the middle of the court. And I'm like, I didn't even say pick him up. I just said slide him off.
That's right. Push him out of the way, boys.
He's like, I need some water. I need water. I'm like, get out. Get on back to the duck call room. Your athletic career is over.
It was that sudden change of direction that got me.
Oh, I missed that basketball team. That was fun.
Hey, I'm still playing.
Yeah.
Oh, he's still doing it.
49 years old. I'm still playing.
Have you ever popped a hamstring?
Mm-mm. I ain't ever moved fast enough to pop a hamstring.
It's like, you know, your hamstring, it stretches out like this, but when it pops, it just, yeah, it just coils up in a ball.
Mm. I watched him do it.
Yeah.
I witnessed him. I witnessed Doug yours.
Dynasty episode. Yeah. Racing Little Will.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I had him too.
And it was an audible pop on his too, because we're standing there, everybody's hollering, and you hear pop, and then all of a sudden he's like a wet dish rag.
He just rolled up. I rolled across the finish line, and I never forget. They said, "All right, Willie, that was awesome. Let's do another tape." I said, "Boys, we ain't gonna do another tape for a couple more episodes.
This is one only, boy.
That was a pretty good team. What squad we had. That our best player was 5'6", 300.
Yeah. He was bigger than 5'6".
5'7", 5'8".
Yeah, I mean, he was 300, more correct, but he could shoot.
Oh, good. You know what I'm talking about.
You got a B. We'll just call him B.
Yep.
B
could
shoot.
That's like the Army. That's why they send in tanks and all you foot soldiers get behind the tank. You just send the 300 man to tell him to run down court, get behind him.
This 300, not like the Army.
We don't get behind him.
This 300 was finesse.
Oh, yeah.
This 300 was finesse. He wasn't power. He could pull power.
Top of the key.
Si, you played basketball in high school, right?
Yeah.
Did y'all
win? Were you any good?
I was never talented in the sports arena, okay?
Any of them.
I just didn't have it.
But he's the best shot we got.
But he does. He does have a story where he scored 52 points because of his shoes.
The skunks. Yeah.
They couldn't guard me, boys.
Oh, wait. We ain't told that one yet, and we're not going to tell it just yet. Let's take our first break, and then we'll get on them shoes. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Hey, what are you gnawing on over?
You know what?
Y'all hearing it crunchy?
Ever since I got on the Godwin plan and snacks have to be few and far between, I got to make them count and I need them to be healthy.
What is that?
This is dried mango from nuts.com and it's delicious.
I'm on almonds.
Eating them almonds. You got the trail mix. Martin with the Snack Kings. What you got? Sponsored by nuts.com.
I mean, if we're being honest, this has got to be like everybody's least favorite ad, because all y'all do is sit here and chew the whole time.
I can't help it. We're going to eat them.
Yeah, look, Godwin just filled the label off of that bag of trail mix. Uh-huh. Watch this. I bet half of it's gone by the time we get through this. But you know why? That's because it's good.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a bunch of junk, he wouldn't be eating it. And that's what you get at nuts.com. You get simply quality snacks with great ingredients, and it's all fresh. Nuts.com is your one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruits, sweets, pantry staples like specialty flours, and more. Their wide selection mean that there is something for everybody, as is proof here. Everybody's eating but me. I would be eating, but somebody's got to read this.
Have you ever had organic dried mango?
I have.
It's so good.
It's
a healthy snack.
It's way better than I thought it would be. That's for sure. Nuts.com offers plenty of gluten-free options, organic choices, and other diet-friendly products. So whether you're looking for something sweet, savory, or need to stock up on everyday cooking essentials, you're bound to find something to try. Sweep it up off the floor. We're on a five-second warning now. And at nuts.com, quality is a top priority. They roast their nuts and pop their corn the same day it ships, so they reach you deliciously fresh. Satisfaction is guaranteed. So whether you want trail mix, floor mix, dried mango,
almonds,
I'm on this health kit.
Bourbon pecan.
They got some good pizza flour, too. I need to order some of that because I'm out.
That sounds like the health kick may be over, but.
No. You ain't got to be healthy on the weekend.
Oh, okay. Well,
what did everybody do? Get lunch today?
Or chocolate-covered gummy bears, if you like those.
Those are so good.
Like, there's all kinds of things that you can find at Nuts.com. You're going to find something that you like. Right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at Nuts.com/Nut. So go check out all the delicious options at Nuts.com/Nut. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's Nuts.com/Nut.
They're delicious.
All right, we're back. Si, look, our fans, unless they bought your book, don't know about your stellar basketball career. Your points high at Vivian High School or wherever you went to high school.
North Caddo.
North Caddo.
So what? Tell us what was your best basketball game you ever
had?
Well,
I got to tell you, my brother Phil run a trap line when he was in high school.
Y'all may have heard of Phil Robertson. I'm not sure if y'all are aware of his brother.
Now, he ran a what? Explain what that is.
You're setting out traps trying to catch mink, raccoons, bobcat, whatever put in, you know, their foot in the
fur trap. Bears.
Yeah, whatever.
Trying to sell some furs.
You're selling fur here.
Yeah.
You know, mostly we catch a lot of coons, and then, hey, every once in a while, here's the way it happened. You know, he comes in, he runs this for four school. So he comes walking in, and we smell him coming, okay? You know, he comes in and I says, well, I caught five coons and a mink, and I guess you know what else I caught. Because everybody's out running out the back door. You know, he had a skunk caught in a steel trap, okay? And while he was doing this, okay, the skunk just sprayed him down, I mean, hosed him down like a fireman. Okay, so the boy stunk. Well, hey, mama just told him, get outside, get naked, bury everything you've got, and then come in here and I'll try to get this off of you, you know.
Mm.
And it never did go away. So look, basketball, this is like a year later. Basketball season's coming up. Okay, I need some tennis shoes. Phil had a brand new pair of tennis shoes that morning when he run into the skunk. So, look, I go out there, you know, I dig it up, okay?
You dug up his tennis shoes?
Oh, yeah, I dug them up. And look, they didn't smell that bad, you know? So, hey, and look, they wasn't rotten. They were brand new tennis shoes.
So, I guess skunk spray is a preservative?
Oh, no. So, look, hey, I put them on, okay? We're in the game, you know, and they pass me the ball. Hey, I dribble up and lay it up, you know? And I hear the coach on the other team saying, get on him, guard him. Yo, and the guy talking about, coach, he stinks. Yo. So I scored something like 42 points that night. Okay, because they couldn't hang with me. They couldn't stay.
They just, the smell was too bad.
The smell was so bad, they couldn't guard me.
Oh,
all I ever heard was, like, get on him. I can't, coach. He stinks like a skunk.
Well, what'd you do with them shoes is what I want to know. You didn't score 42 every game? I'd have just ran them back.
Well, hey, no. Hey, that was the only game I put them on. They made me take them off and throw them away.
Pitiful. Hey, your lucky shoes.
Yeah, it was foul. They said it was foul. I said, well, hey, you know.
You could have been playing against some of them boys if you'd have kept them shoes.
Hey.
Who knows?
Wasn't allowed, boys.
What position did you play in basketball?
Hey, I was a guard.
Guard.
Yep. Yeah, I did have a bad hook shot, though.
Like bad good or bad?
No.
Bad.
Bad good.
Bad okay. good?
Yeah. Because who's the guy for the Lakers that used to?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah, Abdul.
Kareem.
You can't guard a hook shot. I don't care how tall you are. You can't guard it because, hey, you got it behind you. Okay, you just flip it. And if you flip it good, you just.
So, correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember on the outdoor TV show, they were filming an episode at the rec. Si talks about his hook shot, calls it the crane or something.
Fear the crane.
He cuts it loose about 10 feet behind the 3-point line and
Drano.
You would have thought that was Duck Dynasty, one of the episodes. You would have thought I had won the NBA championship.
Well, you shot it 20 times before that, yeah. Never sniffed the rim. Then
well,
they turned
no,
the camera
no, hey,
on.
But
and
hey,
just,
yeah, boing, but come hey, on. You got to understand something.
Are you
hey,
kidding?
The crowd went nuts.
Yeah.
You've always well, been
hey,
a performer.
I'm behind though. The half court line and do a hook shot. And
whoa,
hey,
okay. You're stretching it out a little bit now. You're stretching it out a little bit now.
I was behind half court.
No.
But anyway, hey, it wasn't nothing but net, buddy.
All
you heard was swish.
I'm not taking away from you making a shot. You wouldn't pass a half court line.
No.
You was about two steps behind the 3-point line.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
You wasn't close. I'll give you that, but you weren't past half court.
I don't
court.
Even remember this.
But it was
this?
Still impressive.
What show was it on?
Duck Commander.
Oh.
Benelli presents Duck Commander.
Oh, it
was on
there.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Made it.
Oh, is this where I was coaching?
Yeah, the basketball
team. I was coaching Sadie's team.
Yep, that's right.
Yes, I remember that now. I forgot about him making a hook shot.
Oh, yeah. Made it.
Hey, you thought I'd won the NBA championship.
It shot it 25 times before we started rolling. Then lights, camera, action, and the guy makes it. It's incredible.
Hey,
well, of course.
Hey, pour me some of that, too. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit?
Give me a little shot of that.
Just pass it around. We're pouring it up today, boy.
Just a warning of you may end up like that after drinking.
Yeah. Hey, that's really colored shine.
I've never drank Uncle Si's iced tea in my life.
Hey, that's freshly
I'm kind of in a bind,
that's,
boys.
No, that's freshly brewed this morning.
So. It's solid. No,
it's
he's
good.
That's
it's
solid.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. I've drank
I always said I drink as much tea as him. I'm just not as famous for it.
If you saw how he makes his tea,
yeah.
You wouldn't drink it.
Wait a minute.
What are you talking about?
Well, how many ways are there to make tea?
Yeah.
Well, I've never used tap water in a microwave to make tea.
Really? He does the tap water? What?
No. I do it that
so you
way.
You just heat the water?
Well, you boil it. I boil it.
It is boiling.
In the microwave.
So you boil
it.
Boil. Okay.
In the microwave.
In a microwave or on the oven. Most of the time I just put it in the oven, you know, put it on a pan, fill it full of water, throw five tea bags in it, and get after it.
Here's the deal. I used to boil. I didn't wouldn't boil it, but I get it to almost a boil. Put the tea bag in.
Oh,
so I did it old school as well. But look, I had a dude over. Corey had put out this fancy crystal looking pitcher. My water went to boil. Didn't realize.
That's a bad deal.
I'm pouring the water in. I'm talking to the guy, and literally I had the thought, can you pour boiling water in something like this? And as soon as the thought went through my brain. It exploded, and all of my tea went onto my thighs and my lower leg, which was boiling water.
And yeah, it's burnt.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah, it burnt. Pain.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah, we pain. Probably still got some pictures.
Yeah.
That. Don't that was, ever do that.
That's a DED.
That. 2 months.
Yeah. Don't ever do this.
And I told the doctor, I said, well, I got to plan a golf tournament next week. And he said, no.
No, you ain't going to make that.
I said, oh, yeah. You, I will be your patient. That will be it. No, that wasn't even a chance. So I had to wear a little shorty shorts for 2 months and scrape it all off.
I had to wear a Christian shorts.
Yeah.
I want to talk about my shorts in the next section. I need to ask some other men about my shorts. So.
That's perfect timing. Look, we'll try to find a picture of that too because y'all need to see his legs
just look
from
on,
back in there.
If you want a picture of the shorts, just get on Christian's Instagram.
We'll bring him shorts back. Let's circle back to that. We'll be right back after this. Well, boss, you wanted to talk about your shorts.
There it is.
Uh-oh.
That's my thighs.
Oh, from the
burn. From the burns.
Yeah. I was like that was when I'm in the Bahamas and did, you know.
Yours was caused by the sun?
Wait, you didn't do that.
Oh, hey, it was just as bad.
No.
I'm serious.
No, it's not. Don't you take away from my second degree burn.
Oh, hey.
No, his was first degree sunburn, though. It was bad. It was.
Hey, my whole.
But it wasn't sloughing skin bad like yours.
Yeah, but the first thing it did was just fill up with liquid. It felt like I had water balloons hanging off my leg. And I went in there, the doctor said, you're going to have to scrape this every day with a wash rag and Dial soap, or I'm going to do it. And the nurse said, don't let him do it. And so I put a rag in my mouth, I get in the bathtub, I get soap on it, and you got to scrape all that dead skin off, and it ain't wanting to come off. And so it was.
That makes me hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me hurt.
When it got in my inner thighs.
Uh-oh.
I mean, I was inches from Major, right. Major. I don't know what happens then.
What was that junk in his coat that you buy? Yeah.
Aloe vera.
Hey, all I did, I bought four or five
gallons.
Si, this is so far above. Hey, you don't buy the stuff I had to put on my, like, you don't go. Well, hey, this was some kind of silver. It had silver in it.
I kept mine froze with that junk about that thick over my whole, on both legs.
Oh, yeah. Si was in a rough spot.
Oh, no. Hey.
But it wasn't.
Why would you just stand out in the sun all day?
Like, well, hey, I put stupid
sunscreen
on, and
what was it, like,
once?
Bonk, no good.
He put it on once.
No, I didn't. I put it on. Hey, I put it on.
Yeah, 30. Yeah,
and then
the sun just laughed. The sun was just belly laughing at what
he slept. He slept all day while we were on the boat. So he's laid on a beanbag with like his legs out from under the bimini top of the boat.
Hey, I've seen his legs. They ain't seen the sun in
they ain't seen it
decades,
and they ain't seen it since either.
Yeah,
that was the last time they saw it,
and they never will.
That poor. I felt bad for him. That poor boy was in a bind with the legs burning.
It was a 3-day vacation, and me and Stone had some kind of bug virus, okay? Mm-hmm. And me and him both stayed in the house, okay?
Yeah, that's the worst pain I've ever had.
Yeah.
But anyway, about my shorts. So recently, I've had my same shorts. I mean, once you get a pair of shorts, I mean, I'll have them for 15 years. Yeah, I just keep wearing. I mean, they don't wear out.
You ain't ever busted them?
Nah.
Dang. Nah. I put that thread stretch to the limit up in there.
Well, mine are kind of bigger. That's kind of where I'm getting to.
Okay.
So they're not. Yeah, I'm not into the, you know, mine are just kind of hanging there.
Yeah.
So apparently all my kids laugh at me and say my shorts are too long.
You on that basketball short?
No. I mean, every pair of shorts I buy is too long, but I'm getting them from a store. I don't know, you know. So they said, Dad, the shorts are now, they're shorter now.
Mm-mm. No.
Now, this is the debate. They said, look at Christian. It's always Christian. Look at Christian.
Well, yeah.
Who looks like the form that the thing.
The model.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, when you go to the store.
The model.
It's basically Christian.
Yeah,
there
he's the mannequin.
That's
the model.
Gray face or whatever. And they said, no, his shorts don't. But I realize I have surprisingly short legs.
Because
Corey and I are the
up?
Same height, but her legs are like 9 inches. Her hip is 9 inches above mine. So my,
So she got a short torso.
I'm possibly deformed. I'm not sure, but my legs are short. But the waist isn't like skinny.
Yeah.
So when you hit that waist size, there's an assumptive length to the knee.
Preach.
But that's not true on me. You know, it's like, hey.
No legs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pushing around the 40 waistline. So they're like, oh, well, we know what this size this guy is. I'm like, no, I'm not even. I'm half that person.
Yeah. That's
Got this look, you know, and so I'm trying to now. But I feel like when I wear the shorts, I feel like I'm back playing basketball again in high school, like when Si was growing up in the 80s. And they feel a little awkwardly short. But I think I'm going with this look because they're telling me. That's what everybody's doing.
I am 100%.
So what do I get? So
no.
Dear duck call room.
Yeah.
Do I get rid of all my shorts that are longer to the knees or past, or do I go with the new 2021? What is that? I don't even know what year.
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah, 2021 look of the more snuggly shorter shorts.
I'm a firm believer. When you sit down, the back of your shorts should be right there at the back of your knee. Like that's just.
That's your fashion. That's
no.
Your
I'm
fashion
not saying tip. It's well, fashion. Hey. I'm saying it's couth. It's covering.
Now, it's couth and protection.
Yeah.
When was it in the 80s? Yeah. Shorts.
Well, back when Larry Bird.
Larry Bird.
See, we're gonna bring this all the way back.
Now,
to
I still have nightmares. You know, you go back to my dad being a coach. He'd wear them bike coaching shorts.
Mm. Yeah.
That were short and really tight in the crotch
area. Well, your dad was
area.
Similar to me, although your dad was at a different level than me as far as waist size was comparative to how far to the knee. Like, your dad's waist size, he coached me. His waist size would have said he was 8'2".
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He was about 6 foot.
But you know those shorts I'm talking about.
Oh, 100%.
Bike
with the wheel
shorts.
Really wide base.
Oh,
mean,
yeah.
The band, you know.
Oh, yeah. The stretchy band.
That's back when coaches, though, had chewing tobacco and cigarettes in their pockets, you know.
That's right.
That was all my coaches at Dixie U. They had them little short things. They had some
and a whiskey flask.
Yeah, some kind of tobacco product hanging out the back. Yeah. You show up at a ballpark like that now, they'd be like, That ain't gonna fly. Okay. Yeah.
So then the shorts got really long, probably overly long.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but y'all feel like you still need to be around the knee.
Personally,
where are your shorts? Where's yours hitting?
Well, now I'm to the point where I don't wear shorts ever.
Oh, you're off shorts.
I wear fishing pants, stretchy waistband.
You never wear shorts.
I never.
I mean, it's June. It's getting really hot. Like,
they have these pants now.
They're lightweight.
They're so light.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like wearing nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they are.
I don't think I give up my shorts.
Nah.
I like
shorts. I still wear shorts, but they're to the knee. But I wear pants 90% of the time now. I've gotten off of shorts. I used to wear shorts every day. Like, once it hit March, like, that's short time. Like, we can wear short britches then. Godwin still does.
Yep.
You know, but.
Si, what kind of shorts are you wearing these days?
No. I don't wear shorts.
Ever?
No, ever.
When's the last time you wore? I just remembered it where he wears cut off. He wears jorts. Uh-huh. Like, he's got jeans that got cut off, but they're to the knees. So they're like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hey. He said, oh, yeah.
I'm with Martin on the knee deal, okay? Yeah. You know, especially if you got the big blousy pants.
Big blousy.
You don't want them. They got to be down to the knee or, hey. Everything's not going to be covered up.
Especially as you get older.
Yeah.
As you get older and gravity takes effect.
Yeah. You can't pull off the little 80s basketball.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Since John David's not here, I can speak for him because I'm with him all the time. And John David still, he wears shorts like a child, like giant basketball shorts past his knees.
To work.
Oh, that's all he wears.
Flip flops.
Exclusively, yeah.
Flip-flops. Matter of fact, that's all he wears.
Yeah.
I've never seen him with a pair of long pants on.
So, guys, you know that we had our wedding. Bella got married Saturday night at our house, and it was a big thing.
Which, by the way,
Si was there. Si, what'd you think about the wedding?
I wasn't there.
Oh my gosh!
I wasn't. What?
Hey, what? You can't up to
listen,
your.
No, no. I had an event that was on the calendar, son, for a year. Okay, and then. I told her the other night when we was wherever we was at, I said, Bella, you getting married this Saturday, right? She said, yeah. I said, God, sorry, babe. I'm not going to be able to make it. I got events been on my calendar for a year and a half.
Tell Willie what the event was.
Hey, Snake Rodeo.
Oh, my gosh. Did you get paid to be on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have missed it otherwise.
All right.
But I told her and her husband. To be, okay, which he is now.
Yeah.
You know, and I said, hey, I wish you the best. Sorry I can't be there, but hey.
John David, every time I looked at the food line, John David was in it. I mean.
Well, he's a big boy.
And your son-in-law.
He's going to be even bigger.
Your son-in-law was right there beside him.
And he's got a good appetite.
Christian.
Right.
Yeah, him and Christian were, they tapping that thing.
I mean, John David kept going. He went through the line so much, it looked like, I think he had a gravy stain on the bottom of his belly from where it just kept sliding across. He just slid through there again. It was crazy. The line was crazy long. There was
he's taking a knife. He's taking a knife and...
Oh, he just...
If anybody wants, I also have about a 30-second video of John David dancing at the wedding. He has no idea.
Hey, could he get down?
No, he was just jumping around like a...
I figured
it was bad, but I videoed it. So we've got that for our own.
We do have a video.
Of John David getting down, boys.
By the end of the night, the dance... We had this, it was kind of like scaffolding built up. So we're probably 8 foot off the ground. It was like a trampoline. Well, you could get on it.
Oh, it got to moving.
It was moving.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I really thought the whole thing was going down. I thought it was going down.
Yeah. There was a lot of weight on it.
Which I kind of would have liked to have seen the whole thing. Because everybody would have just went in the pond.
That would have been funny. That would have been funny.
Which, by the way, kudos to you on the closing of the ceremony. When you actually sang the Hall & Oates part, that was fantastic.
Yeah. That was not planned either. I got up there and they kept playing. So they walk out. Si, you wasn't there, so I explained. So they walked out to Hall & Oates, You Make My Dreams Come True, one of your old favorites. Okay. So, and it was a real band, like a orchestra kind of deal. And so when I got up on the stage, I was supposed to close it out. And Corey's like, here's what you say exactly. But they kept playing. And I thought, well, why not?
Why not? Go for it.
You make my dreams. It would have been funnier if I would have known that first line, if I would have just come out with the.
I'm sorry,
but I couldn't remember how it exactly started.
But you
I missed
it. You hit it perfect, though, with, well, you.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Everybody stopped talking.
And we all started singing. We all started singing with him because everybody knew. I mean, you know the Hall & Oates stuff.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, I was encouraged that they chose Hall & Oates to walk out to because
I was too. Though I was surprised that they even knew what that song was.
Yes, exactly. I was like, okay, they will make this. It's going to be all right because you know, I mean, I watched Bella grow up.
Well, I'm sorry, I missed that.
I mean, diapers. So I was.
Oh,
like,
I mentioned you in there. Yeah, well, y'all were like best friends for a while.
Oh I mean, so I was there like. Golly, you want to talk about feeling old, man. Like,
well, I said Bella grew up so fast, like, because she literally, because I guess her friends were adults, and she kind of bypassed school. She, you know, sped up on that, and then, boom, she got married at 18. So, I mean, it was, like, quick.
Yeah.
It was a fast track adulthood.
It was crazy.
But she's always kind of acted older.
But it was awesome. She looked great. Shocker. It was a great time. It was...
That was a huge thing, man. That was a huge deal to put on.
And how do you feel? That's it. You're out of the wedding.
I'm out of girls. Yeah. That's the last wedding planner. I said at the end of the ceremony that now I can focus on my new growing business of a daycare. There's babies every room. I mean, there's crying. And John Luke's staying with us because they're remodeling their home. And so it's every day. And little John Shepherd, who I call Smockety McSmockerton, because all he wears is smocks. So he comes in. John Luke just dumps him in our bed about 7 o'clock. And this morning, I awoke to just a quick slap right between my eyes from a little smock. So he likes to pop me in the face, and then I grab and throw him. So every morning, it's like wake up to... Smockety McSmockerton from Smockville.
And you're loving it.
Oh, I love it.
Captain,
he's amazing.
Captain Smock.
He's in, Captain Smock.
He's going to be doing this.
Oh, yeah. He's in all kind of smockery.
Tantra, baby.
Si, do you know what a smock is?
Huh? No.
You know what a smock is?
That's something that an artist puts on to keep paint off of it. That's the only thing I think of a smock. It's a smock.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's one of those little baby suits where it's like a one piece thing and has all the little, you know,
frills.
Smockety smocks.
And I'm telling you, his mother has they're out of smocks because she done bought every one.
Yeah.
And the wedding was just the king of all smock because he had the little white socks on up to his knees with the little shoes. And so.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Them grandkids made the wedding too. They were little Zane. He come marching down there. And his high water overalls on. He walked over, handed that pillow, said, "I'm out." All right, boys, I've carried these rings far enough.
I'm gone.
that's little baby Juju, man. Then we got Smockety McSmockerton. And then now John Luke's daughter, Ella, I call Floppy McFlopperston because she's just flop. She has like no skeletal thing. She just flops over. Now, Sadie is mortified on what I'm going to call Honey. All right. And I haven't made the determination
yet. He made it yet, boy.
Okay. She's different. She ain't Floppy McFlopperston. She doesn't flop. I mean, she's like her dad. She's bowed up already.
Yeah,
she's 3 weeks old. She looks around, you know. She's like, I mean, she's got muscles. I'm not sure. So they said, Dad, if you call her Honey Boo Boo, it is over. Do not drop a Honey Boo Boo.
Well, y'all put it on a tee. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
There's so many things with honey. And so I just kind of wait and look at the personality. And then I'll determine the nickname.
Well, my favorite moment over the whole weekend was at the rehearsal dinner. Willie says, he said, well, you know, Sadie comes in with nice guy from Niceville, Florida, and then Bella rolls up.
Christian
from Niceville, and then Bella brings in Butt Cut from Balcomville.
Oh, you didn't. You didn't.
Oh, I had to.
Oh.
My son-in-law's nickname is Butt Cut. First time he walked in, he's got this long hair with just a crack right down the middle of it. And I said, what's up, Butt Cut?
Butt cut from Balcomville. Oh my goodness. BB.
And then at the wedding, I told everybody that everybody could go down for the dance floor and the food. And this I said that his family could actually go fishing if they wanted to, because I assume, you know, they're from that part of the town that may be fishing. I said, but do not start bringing your boats in. And this is a one night only invitation to fish. Because I know how they are. Yeah. I know how people, I'm telling you, they'll start throwing boats up over the fence, you know, they'll have trot lines out. They'll have like jug fishing out there, lights set up. I've seen it too many times.
Look, I'm not trying to be judgmental on any of that crew either, but we were there and I was waiting in line to get me something to drink, and this hand in front of me gets like nine things to drink. Mm-hmm. I said, look here, buddy. I said, this ain't like most weddings.
They will not run out.
They will not. And if they do run out, there will be more brought here.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like go rat hole you some drinks over in the side. You ain't got to do that here, buddy.
This is biblical. We won't run out.
Yeah.
You know, there's plenty.
I'm sorry. I missed this.
Oh, it was a good time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you got to go make money, so I get it. You know, you miss these once in a lifetime events because you got to go make your money. So
it was a fun wedding and reception. It was a very good time. The only part that was a little treacherous was getting around because of the rain.
Oh man,
I kept seeing. I found some girl's shoe out in the yard on the way to the bus. Like the bottom part of her shoe just broke off. Just broke off in the mud. I'm shocked that nobody felt
really bad fell, because it was just
Brittany about ate it on the floor. Yeah, part of the floor. Part of the floor.
I did too. Yeah, it was. I'm surprised. I was like, that's me. I'm sitting there going, somebody's gonna sue me for this on my property. Like, I'm mortified. Everybody's celebrating and jumping, dancing, and I'm like running around taping down things. Well, I mean, because girls are wearing like high heel shoes. I mean, it's mud.
Mud.
I mean, it's just
straight mud.
It rained that morning. It's been raining a lot. So. Yeah. But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, it was a good time. That's it. That's all at your house, though. No more. No more at the house.
Somebody else could get married at the house.
But you're not in charge of it. Yeah. That's exactly right.
At about 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock, we're all sitting over at Al's. It was
boom. Oh, here comes. Oh, Stone had flashbacks to Afghanistan.
That's it.
Then the fireworks came. But you ain't having a wedding in my place unless the cops are being called for fireworks.
Yeah.
So everybody starts calling the cops, and I'm like,
they're
all here. So
they're like, in on it, boys. Sorry. I hate to ruin this for you.
They know about it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was awesome.
It was good. I actually watched it from the church parking lot. I just got on the bus and got over, and I heard boom. I said, oh man, we almost made it.
And then we watched it
from there. So
you gotta hang around. Even after Jacob and Bella left, the band came back down, did a whole nother.
That band's awesome too, by the way.
It's unbelievable.
They're fantastic.
Man, they're so fun. It was epic. Yeah, I went to bed about 2:45. Well, we had to get everybody out, and then I was at church the next morning.
Then he's at church teaching your evangelism class.
I had two good studies. Yeah,
yeah, that's good. No, that was a heck of a time. Y'all went out on the wedding business with a bang. So that was good.
When they ended on.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
And you got you a couple fine son-in-laws.
I do.
Yep.
Well, I'll say that
one TBD, but.
Well,
no, I'm kidding.
They're both really different, but they're both athletic. They're fun, man. They're both wannabe hunters, so they're really getting into it. And I think they're going to be pretty good outdoorsmen. So.
I can't tell you how glad I am that I did not get hung with the nickname "Butt Cut" from Balcomville.
He did it to himself.
Yeah.
Now that line I worked on. That one I thought I'm going to drop that. Because all his family was there. Yeah, so they're all sitting there. I'm basically just going to make fun of half the crew, but it's going to be really funny.
I was looking at his dad sitting over there. When you said that, he went. So what is he talking about?
He talking about my kid?
I wanted to start
this relationship off right. If I got an open microphone, get ready. It's coming. I'm bringing it.
Lord have mercy. Oh, well, we done worked our way through one break. Let's take another one right here. We'll be back right after this. All right, we're back with our final segment. A lot of times the most fun segment, even though this whole deal's been fun today, I ain't gonna lie, but we're in that hello@duckcallroom.com mailbag. Look, Willie, this is generally John David's territory, but you're filling in for him, so what'd you find in there?
Well, here's what, here is the question. This is from Caleb, and Caleb asks, I'm looking for advice because my wife does not cook. Well, you are in luck, Caleb. We both work, but I still cook when I come home. How do you train your wife? Easy, easy, easy language, Caleb.
Careful.
To cook for you. To put it nicely, her cooking is so bad that I will never have to be weighed to get on a plane.
Okay, so we got a thin man.
Okay. Wow, there's a lot to unpack here, Caleb. Okay, your wife does not cook, neither does mine. We both work, so do we. You cook, so do I. How do you train your wife to cook for you? Okay, just lose that language, okay? We're not training.
Get rid of
okay.
that.
I trained my Labrador Retriever. I had her trained, all right? I've trained other things. The wife is not one that I'm training really to do anything. But you want to eat, and you're not scared of getting too fat. So here's the deal. Corey, I determined this. She thought she was going to cook. We've been married 29 years. About year probably three, I realized this isn't going to work out. Not the marriage, her cooking part. And so I just said, you know what? You do a lot of other really good things, like really good things. Things that I'm frankly more interested in than even cooking. So I said, let's just focus in on those. And you do those spectacular, whatever you do. And I'm going to take care of the food. And so I'm the cook. She's not the cook. When I'm out of town, I don't know what they eat. But it's not good food. But the fact that she doesn't cook good, actually, you know, she's thin and in shape, which is great. Because if she liked to eat as much as I did, then we both may have to get weighed to get on a plane. So it's, you know, hey, you got to take the positive out of it. So, but one thing that Corey got interested, she was, which I say that Corey is into sourdough. So she's gotten into this. So now she's making this bread all the time, which is amazing. But one thing that helped, she got interested in, outdoor smoking. And so, I'm with a company called Pit Boss. That's awesome. You can set this up. You put the pellets in, you set the time. It does everything for you. You put the meat in, and you've got this amazing food that's outside smoking. So maybe you and Caleb, you and your spouse can do that together, because you really don't do anything. You put it in there and you wait.
Yeah.
All right.
You walk away from it. Yeah, worst thing you can do is sit there and look at it.
Yeah. You come back out and you pull it out, and it's amazing food. So perhaps look into maybe something different, like maybe outdoor smoking. You can do that with a Pit Boss. And otherwise, just don't worry about it. And so maybe it'll come on. Now Corey has changed over the years. When we first met, she hated coffee. Now she drinks coffee every morning. She ate mayonnaise. Now she hates mayonnaise, and she eats mustard. So it's weird. It's like she's made this big turn throughout life. So you never know, Caleb. It may not be like this forever. Circumstances may change, and you may eat out a lot, you know. And so, frankly, I like to cook. And so, but maybe that passion, maybe you could do some stuff together. That's my advice to you, and figure it out. But as far as the training part, I would just drop that from any language. Okay. Nobody needs to get trained here.
If she's a bad cook. Okay.
You don't want to eat that either.
You don't want to eat that.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So, hey, like you said, hey, get that out of your vocabulary. You're not going to train her. Okay. She probably is not interested in it. Okay. Because real good cooks, they're interested, and they put in a lot of time.
Yeah.
Lots of time.
With the food preparation.
Just like Bella. Bella loves to cook. Yeah. And she's a great cook. And obviously, her mom doesn't cook a whole lot. Corey doesn't cook a whole lot.
Well, Corey's problem, the reason she doesn't like to cook is because of what Si said, the time.
Yeah.
So Corey, when she decides to, the moment she decides she may want to cook is when she's hungry to eat. you missed it.
Yeah.
You missed the window.
She hadn't planned.
You've got to look forward. I know how my body is. At some point, I'm going to go, I'm going to get hungry.
Yeah.
And I'm going to want to eat. So I've got to go back about 8 hours and decide what that's going to be.
What preparation.
Yeah.
What am
I going to go to the store. I'm going to marinate. Something's going to have to be done. And by the time I get to where I consume, all that legwork has been done. Or I'm eating something that someone else cooked that they're selling me that, frankly, I can do way better than that. So really, cooking is about planning.
Yeah, but you made a good point, okay? You got to look at what your relationship is, okay? Like Willie said, Corey does a lot of things that he likes and would rather her spend the time on that. And, hey, I'll take care of the food. You know, and that's what Caleb needs to do.
Because if people say, well, hey, we just eat out. Well, that's fine. If you do a lot of other things, great. You don't have the time to do that. You know, I mean, since COVID, I've had more time. I've had a lot of time to be able to prepare things. And so, it's attractive because my kids come over because they want to eat the food. And so, but some people don't. And if you don't know what good cooking is, you'll probably never get it. So if you don't have a standard of what is good, then you'll probably never get it. Because I think we just have a little different standard of what good food is versus you know, I mean, I've been to whole states where it's like, I haven't found one thing that's good in the whole state. Like, nobody cooks good. So the standard's so low, they don't even know. And then someone comes to like New Orleans or Louisiana, they're like, oh my gosh, this food's amazing. I'm like, it's, you know, it's a different standard.
Oh, that's
so
weird.
Brittany's not cooking.
She does cook a little.
Are you guys eating out all the time?
No, we cook at the house probably 5 nights a week minimum. Yeah, I mean, I cook a lot, but I fish a lot. I hunt a lot. I eat all of that. So, I mean, we've got a freezer that's full, and we eat deer, we eat fish, we eat turkey, whatever. Look, don't get lost. I love a chicken. Boss makes a chicken really easy to make really good.
Yeah,
so,
and I'm in the same boat y'all are in.
Well, you're a cook.
When
did you start? You didn't used to cook all the time.
No. When me and Anna got married, and I figured out if I want to eat good, I better.
You're going to have to cook it.
Yeah. But I love it. I love cooking. Yeah. It's one of my passions. Well, Anna does not like to cook.
And she
made that very clear.
Yeah, and you're very good at it.
Anna's got a few things she cooks.
She
cooks good dessert.
Corn casserole.
She has a corn casserole. Yeah.
And dessert.
Yeah, and desserts. Yeah. But going back to your point, she does a lot of things that make up and then some for not cook it, and I don't mind at all. And
well, you got a slew of kids, so that's the deal.
Yeah.
We have 6 kids.
Yeah.
Well, crap. I'll cook.
Yeah.
You go mess with all the stuff that has to do with these kids. Yeah. Not that I didn't do anything with the kids, but I mean, like, somebody's got to be doing, you know, somebody's got bottles. I mean, I'm watching these babies right now. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of time. So it's a little bit. I mean, everybody's not Miss K, you know, or you're doing it growing up where she's cooking everything. But now she and Phil cook. Look, Phil probably cooks more than K now, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
100%.
Phil's cooking more than K.
Yeah.
It's amazing what she did over the years feeding all those people.
But the key to this, is, hey, you and your spouse, you do what works for you.
Yeah.
Okay. To heck with everybody else. You know, there's no norm here, okay, for a marriage.
That's right.
If it works for you and your lady, or you and your husband, that's what you do.
In your case, your wife gets one side of the house and you get the other side of the house.
And it works.
Hey.
Look, I would say to Caleb on this, and I'll leave it at this, if you want to get her into cooking, like, we're in 2021. There are places that offer cooking classes now. Go take one together.
100%.
Go do that on a date night if you want to do something. If you want to encourage her to cook, training, I'll agree. Get that word out of your vocabulary. Because that doesn't work for anything other than hunting dogs. Don't get no training involved in this.
You're fixed to run into problems if you start talking about, I'm training my woman.
Yeah, that training is going to lead to counseling, whether it be
so
marital or legal counsel.
Yeah.
But
cooking class or you'll be in a counseling session.
Yeah, yeah. Figure it out.
I've been in both. Yeah. Cooking class is way funner.
Yeah. that's where I'll leave it at that. But we
You got a good verse for us, Willie? from the Bible.
Oh, where do we
I know work? You I know you can.
Just right off the top of my brain. What did I do last time? I think I did the whole chapter of 1 Corinthians 15. So I will jump to Galatians 5, probably 20, maybe 20-ish. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. There you go. Yep. Fruits of the Spirit pouring out of us. Something else living in you.
And they're timeless.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That will pour out of you. And if you're not sure if those are coming out of you, there's another list above there of the acts of the sinful nature. And so see where you're at.
I thought it was really cool that that was what Johnny prayed over Bella and Jacob.
Yep.
After they, or that was at the beginning, I guess.
Yeah.
But prayed the fruits of the Spirit over their marriage, because it's like we're talking about in the training deal. That training is not a fruit of the Spirit in this regard, my friends. So, you know, when you pray that over your marriage, you do that in your marriage, and you don't have to worry about any of the rest of it. So
that's the truth.
Look, that's it, boss. We appreciate you coming in, filling in for your assistant. Come back anytime. And look, we'll see y'all next time right here on the Duck Call Room. We're out.